We're back, Bangin' Beers podcast, not live episode. This is going to be a pre-recorded one. If you listen to previous episodes, we are just coming off drinking tons of 10% daddies and Android Theory. So really fun episode. So this is the continuation of that. This is part two, Bangin' Beers After Hours, I guess you would say. Anyway.
The dark side of Bangin' Beers, or episode two is Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, this is episode two, Electric Boogaloo. So a lot of the topics you may hear us talk about may not be current events, because who knows when this airs. So we may talk about some stuff that we just didn't cover over fully on that episode. So this is kind of one of those continuations. I think it's a fun thing. If you told me, like, hey, we're gonna do a part two, like, there's a lot of podcasts do that. They record back to back to back, and then just they don't say anything, and they do this whole facade like it didn't happen. We're not trying to trick you. We're already fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah. We had way too many 10%ers on that.
And you can figure it out if you watch the first round. We're all wearing the same clothes.
Yes.
Yeah. Or are we?
Yeah, maybe we all have a schedule.
One day we should all swap shirts.
We all have doubles.
Only because my body type would be hilarious in all of your shirts. today's episode we have Nimble Giant.
Our local favorites.
Thank you.
Trogues. So, like, we featured Trogues obviously in the past because they're fucking 40 minutes away. But we have some of their recent lineup IPAs here to have at, and look, what, a double hot dry hop pilsner.
Yep.
Yeah.
We got one of their scratch series. So the scratch series Trogues does is one of my favorite things ever. The only thing that sucks about it is when they put something out that is amazing, but then you never see it again.
Yeah.
Hop Cyclone
began as
something
a scratch.
Else.
Yeah. So they'll like fine tune it.
Yeah, you may
through scratch it. Series is series I.
I didn't know they canned their stressors.
Yeah.
They'll can random ones.
Not always. They pick something, yeah.
So if they're canning this, they're probably like, I wonder what really
that's
will...
usually, I think, a good sign that it's coming. Like, that it will get...
flagship.
That,
yeah.
And it will get a name and then be a seasonal release.
So a cool thing that Adroit Theory does is they say their ghost batch number. Are there, like... I guess, like, a lot of breweries will say, like, hey, this is beer 001, 002, maybe, or just 1, 2, who knows?
Yeah.
So this scratch series is 441. So if this is something that people are like, man, that one scratch series, and it was this
it's
and that.
The 441st.
Yeah, they have, it's actually categorized so they can go back and check it out in the files, as well as be like, let's bring that scratch series back. Or let's bring that back. But let's say, hey, when we made it, it may need a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And that crack means we're off. But we want to thank our Patreon members. It's $1 or $5. So if you want to support us, it's just general support. If you go on there and you're like, hey, we want this or we want that, we will do it. We'll help you out. So Tommy B, Tree of Life Metaphysical Shop, Hyreth in Other Words, Jay, and Austin B are all of our Patreon subscribers. Thank you so much. Like I said, if you join in over there, we'll definitely give you that shout out. Unless for some crazy reason the podcast blows up and we get a million people. It'd be hard to do that. I just want to be very clear, because if that happens,
and you join our Patreon, like, the more people we get, the more content we'll start pushing out more. Like, we don't have any Patreon exclusives at the moment, but
yeah,
as we get people on there, we're going to make it beneficial to be in the Patreon.
Yeah. So we also have a Discord service that you're talking about. You want to put more stuff on there and maybe do some secret streams on there, which would be fun.
We also have a giveaway coming up soon.
Ooh, that giveaway is insane.
I can't wait to release that. I keep tapping on it. I need to bring it up here. I just keep forgetting about it.
Yeah. So we also want to thank our sponsor up in the corner above Andy's head, Abaddon Tattoo Studio, a unique professional experience nestled in the small town of Pine Grove, Pennsylvania, or now Pottsville, Pennsylvania, their second location. They provide high-quality tattoos and piercings in a relaxed, professional, and sterile environment. So you can go check out their links below, as well as our merchandise. If you want to grab some merchandise, we have t-shirts, hats, hoodies, fanny packs, leggings, jeggings, not jeggings, but all that fun stuff. Go check it out. Support us.
Water jeggings, but just jean printed leggings.
Yeah. So we have joggers. Just pretend they're really flexible jeans. So go check those out. If you support us and you do buy merchandise, please send us a photo in that merchandise. It'll be really appreciated, and we'll share it on social media. Be like, look at you, you super fan, you. Yeah, so we have our first beer poured. Andy, take it away.
This is the Scratch 441, which is a dry hop pilsner from Trogs. It is used with their house lager yeast and a pilsner malt. With Scratch 441, we set the out contrast textbook pilsner Christmas with subtle pops of citrus. Pilsner malt and our house lager yeast set the stage for a crisp backbone. Dry hopping with Saaz pulls in the subtle herbal and spice notes of a classic pilsner. And Motueka, a zingy hop from New Zealand, adds hints of sweet citrus and dried orchard fruit around the edges.
So here's a cool thing that I just kind of just put in my enhanced brain right now from last episode is a joint theory. All those beers we had, even two of them were out of production, had over 2,000 check-ins, right?
Yep.
2,000. Almost some of them were over 3,000. This beer has been checked in 228 times. So one or two things happened here. Did you get this at the brewery?
I got this at the brewery.
It was only available at the brewery.
When we were there for the concert. Fall Out Boy.
Yes.
And so, Green Day show.
So, and we see Trogs as a powerhouse. Like, you go in there and that place is shoulder to shoulder packed. What?
I just went to log the beer and I realized I clicked on the IMDb app instead of. I mean, look, it looks almost the same.
It's pretty similar. So we would consider them a powerhouse. So that really shows how, because we're not from that area. So Adroit Theory is killing it in the fact that 3,000 people are checking their beers in, and this beer that we're about to drink has less than 500.
But it's also a scratch that was only at the brewery.
So even more so. Yeah. It's crazy you even had this can. Essentially.
Yeah.
This is, I guess, more of an exclusive thing. But four of my friends checked it in because they're also really into this. So they all gave it. It averages a 4.34. So a very high score for a pilsner, which warms my heart.
This is a crispy boy. Holy shit.
Did you try it?
Yeah.
You're in? I thought you said you're not participating.
The dry hop with the malt, like it smells like when you walk into Trogs.
Wow.
Like one of my favorite things ever is when you walk into Trogs, it just smells like hops and fucking barley and yeast.
And I also really enjoy their new mural that's on the side of the building that you see when you're driving.
I didn't notice it.
Yeah, it's like the whole side of the building. It's beautiful.
But this smells like Trogs. Like when I walk in there, that's what this smells like. And
this beer should be called the Welcome Home.
Like
Trogs.
If the indication that they can is that this is going to be something that they're going to put out as a seasonal release, fucking please, because it is amazing.
I'm thinking, because a lot of times if they do a lot of dry hop pilsners back to back through they're trying to figure out which works and also how it sells. So I'm thinking, since it's in the cans, it's probably relatively close to
if they make a batch
something,
if they make a batch something
and they can,
it goes quick.
Yeah, like, I would because 100% keep a case of this at my house,
because I think they just can the Scratch Hazy IPA too. I think Scratch 440
didn't one of those just turn into Haze Charmer?
No, that's their year round.
But I'm saying,
probably started as Scratch. Yeah,
and usually they call it out. Yeah, and usually they'll call it out in the description, and that is started as Scratch number
whatever. This is why we'd love to have Trogs on our episode, so we can learn this fun stuff.
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, if any of you Trogner brothers are interested, we would love to come and talk.
Yeah, we'd absolutely love it. We'll be good.
What's cool, like what I love about Trogs too, is that their collaboration with so many different local brewers. And they're like, hey, you guys are starting out, come check out our yeast lab. You got to figure formulate shit. Come hang out. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Or like when they do a collab with someone, and just other breweries just randomly show up and hang out.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like that
they said, what was that one?
Recently. Yep, yeah. Yeah.
Like the Harris brothers were there and like some guys from Philly and shit. It was really cool.
Are you getting on this when you drink it, like a fruit at the end?
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like
I got grapefruit.
You got grapefruit?
There's a little like a citrus type note to it.
It's really good. So am I crazy?
There's a honeysuckleness to it too.
Oh yeah, the honeysuckle. I do get a little bit of that. Am I crazy to say that if this was canned or bottled, this would rival, here's where I don't know statistics or what this is, because obviously they don't really give a fuck. But like, I'm wondering where this falls in the calories calories category, and if this would fall into like almost like a Michelob or a Flight, because I feel if this
entered, I don't think it's that light, but I mean it's probably not heavy.
But if you handed someone a Flight and then handed someone this, the way it's bodied and the way it drinks so easy, I feel they would go to this before they would go to one of those styles.
100%. Yeah. Like you have an actual full flavored beer versus a Flight or a Michelob Ultra.
If this was a blind taste test and they put Michelob, and I'm not saying it tastes like those beers, but I'm saying if you gave someone a Flight, then gave someone a Michelob, and then gave someone this, they would 100% choose this all 100%, night long.
Yeah. It has flavor. Like it keeps all the hop character. It's got that bit of citrusiness to it. It's then that like
and the reason I say that is because they're probably the two most sold beers in our area right now. Yeah. Well, seriously, like,
and I could like backyard barbecue. I could crank those down all fucking day.
If I don't know what the price point is on this, but if this can be sold in like a case for a cheap price, this is an all day backyard cookout, hang out with your buddies, hang like
even if they didn't go all in on the 16s and did 12 ounces, and just
I didn't score
like,
this yet,
like ran it in. Like that's 212 format. I think they'd sell.
Yeah, like I like
a lot of it.
I do like that. There's so many pounders, but I do miss 12 ounce cans sometimes.
Without going into this or figuring anything out, I didn't want to look at anything. I keep tasting it. Let me get one more here. I don't know if it's. I already have the taste of pineapple in my mouth.
There's no pineapple.
I keep getting pineapple.
There's something wrong with you.
Well, we know what's wrong with them.
Marijuana.
Legal.
I'm medically able.
Yeah, I get no pineapple. You might be tasting that.
Did you guys check this in?
Yeah, I think I checked it in when
I did.
When I was at the brewery.
This, I could drink this all day. Like, I would love a case of this. It's so good. Like, Trogs, I really hope you put
clean.
Very clean.
Crisp. Light.
Yep.
Refreshing.
Accurate.
As a bit, little tiny bit of citrus with like the like honeysuckleness to it.
Pineapple. There's no pineapple. It's in the description.
Really? Really? All right. I'm fucking wrong then, I guess. I don't taste pineapple
at all. Weed wins again.
I don't say, I'm sorry, my senses are not heightened.
Yeah, you're the only one at the table.
Marijuana.
So this is a true form of doping.
Get in there. What did you say? That's why we have microphones.
Yeah, I know. I was just leaning over, just talking.
A true form of doping.
I want to tell you something for the audience, but not say anything to anybody. What'd you say?
I said you're on a true form of doping.
Oh, I'm enhanced.
Yeah.
Performance enhancement. Yeah, this is why I podcast so good. Now I know why so many people listen to Joe Rogan.
Okay, what if we do an episode where we do the same beers twice, but one is sober and one's high.
Control.
Yes.
And you're the control. Yeah.
Yep.
I like that. Don't fire me, Jeff.
Why you getting fired?
Would I get fired for that?
No.
Like, I mean, I don't go to work high.
No.
Well, no, yeah, because even now, high, if they test, even now, if they test, most places don't even test for because of people having the card.
The only time most places will test is if you are in some safety high function, but they need to figure out current intoxication. So most of it is based on reasonable suspicion, not.
So I'm clear.
Yeah. Because like if you smoke today and then you go to work tomorrow, you'll test positive as well, you just smoked.
Right? Well, it's also if you smoked Friday when you got home from work,
or like and then they check you on Monday, and you have an accident tomorrow, and they test you.
They can't test the levels of like,
but they can still tell it's there.
It's there, yeah.
So
here's my thing. Someone can go home and drink a six pack, fall asleep, wake up, go to work, not be drunk anymore, and it's fine.
Yep.
But like they're like, you smoked weed.
Well, that's why most places are going into a, like I said, reasonable suspicion. So if like you have an accident at work and like you seem like you like totally just straight up.
What if I didn't have an accident at work, but they watched a video of me on the internet smoking weed?
But not, they can do shit about it.
Okay.
As long as that's what their policy is.
They did, but
unless they can prove that you recorded the show camera, and then
can we have a segment like, where we ask HR questions to you?
Fuck yeah.
I love that. If you're, well, we can't do it because we're not live, but that should be a live segment.
We'll do it.
Ask HR questions.
Avoid shit at work.
Because there's someone on TikTok who has a fucking huge following.
HR Andy.
That's one of the biggest. That's why marijuana is so fucking stupid. Like they'll you'll, you know, no matter when you smoke, you'll still test positive within X amount of days.
Right.
Where the smart companies are going to the point of reasonable suspicion. And that's where people like, if you're stoned out of your mind and you just crashed your forklift.
Yeah. You're should be fired.
Tell you're stoned out of your mind.
Yeah.
And you test positive. Then yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
But if you are 100% sober, because I mean, like most drugs outside of marijuana are gone within 24 fucking hours anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know fucking heroin addicts aren't making it to work.
Maybe. Yeah,
usually.
No, not heroin. Meth.
Meth might be doing even a better job. I don't know.
at first.
While they're cutting the catalytic converters out of the cars in the parking lot.
We made a fucking kill today, Pete.
Yeah.
But basically, if someone's on something serious, usually you end up fucking noticing it.
Yeah.
Or they do a really good job that day. I don't know.
Dude, I'm fucking crushed right now.
But that's ultimately what it boils down to. What most smart companies should go to.
I thought I was wearing a hat. All right. Overall, scratch 441. Please make
that.
Keep
that motherfucker going.
Yeah, that is a summertime jam all day long.
Well, we got perpetual haze. So
I just found my
hazy version of perpetual, right?
I just found my Haze Charmer bottle opener that I bought the day of the concert in my car. I didn't know where it was. I thought I lost it because I came out of the brewery and just threw it in my center console. Gone forever.
And you should have the unique experience of that you had this on draft the night when we were there.
Perpetual hail. Haze. Yeah, this was my pick. There was another one I had. I had one. I thought I had two.
I got the scratch 441 because they were out of the 440 because I wanted to try the hazy.
That's what
IPA.
Yeah.
So they were out of that, but I got the scratch 441 and the seltzer.
I had the lager when it was a scratch, the summer pack lager.
Dude, I get it, but I fucking hate seeing seltzers on tap lists now.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd be more apt to try at like somewhere like Trogues or Pilgeroo than like, although I did try the Truly Fruit Punch and that was pretty damn good.
Like I wish they would just have like a side tap of it or something.
More
like,
logo needs to make a seltzer.
I'm sure it's on its way.
I'm sure they do because there's a Bang one that's out there.
Is
there? It's not caffeinated, but it has.
Well, none of them are caffeinated because fucking Four Loko got in trouble.
Yep. So it's coming too many soon murders to on our this. Area.
Do they have Four Loko in variety pack or just that Sours?
That one, just that Sours one that I still saw when I was up in Bloomsburg for medical purposes.
You should have bought it. I would have given you the money for it. Did you order that?
I'm sure it's still up there.
What
I didn't order the Voodoo thing yet.
The Voodoo Lager pack, the Voodoo
Lager pack. I might order it.
Oh, you did?
I didn't yet.
Okay.
Probably earlier this week. For
it. Yeah, same here.
Because it comes pretty quick and I have it sent.
Like, if you want to order one for yourself and then one for the show, we'll chip in for the show one. Or it's up to you, however you want to do it.
It don't matter.
Yeah, I'll pitch
in. We could even just keep it as a private.
One of each.
So if they follow us on
a I know a dude who wants it. I don't want any for my personal consumption.
I do.
So you want your whole case for yourself?
No, I don't want a whole case.
No,
I want like a sample of
it. Well, what it is it's the.
So what I'm saying
like
is
it's like
whatever comes to me,
easy lager. I think it's like an 8-pack of that and then a 4-pack each of them.
So if everyone chips in, my share would go to putting it towards the show. It won't be for me personally. It'll be safe for the show. So if you chip in, you can keep yours, drink it, have a good time. The first time I'm going to experience it is on the show.
All right.
Okay.
That's normally what I do when I tell people I'll buy a beer off them. It's for the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't drink. I mean, I have a couple.
I save plenty of for the show too. So
yeah,
like, yeah.
I don't like. I very rarely go out and buy like a 4-pack. And if I do, it sits in my fridge forever. Like I have a 6-pack that I'm probably going to share amongst you too. Like you can keep whatever you want. of the stuff we had last episode because I just don't drink like during the week. I don't drink that much.
Yeah.
I still have a 6-pack of Oktoberfest and Chetty in my other fridge in the back.
Chetty just lasts forever.
I got the Sly Fox Oktoberfest with full intention of bringing a can.
Cool.
Yeah. I crushed that, really good.
I did it too. So I don't
know. As soon as October hits, I would try to, I would love to have an Oktoberfest for each, at least one Oktoberfest.
Well, are you guys October 9th or doing Oktoberfest in Pottsville?
Yep.
Downtown.
Pretty
sure it's October 9th.
Let me look at my calendar.
I will not be there. You son of a bitch.
October 9th, oh, October 8th to the 10th, I will be in Scranton at the Office Festival. October 9th is going to be a giant party for everyone who bought the 3-day past weekend, and they're going to have their own Dundies party.
Yeah.
That's cool. And you win a Dundee. Like, so they're going to like try to replicate Dundee's in Chile and everyone can hang out and have
Chile,
a.
I'll be very upset if you win and don't say I see God in this.
Chili's. I feel God
in this Chili's tonight.
Yeah. I want to do two things. Because supposedly they call you on stage and they let you, you know, accept your Dundee. I'm sure every single person in this place is going to say that line.
Yeah.
Right. If they don't, I will be the one.
Yeah, October 9th.
To say it. If everyone says it, my backup plan is I'm going to go on stage and do the spin finger guns like Michael did at the when the company was going bankrupt. So yes, I will not be at Oktoberfest. Actually, some people that are running it was pretty much saying like, first I put Bang & Bear's podcast, and the comment back was, "This is a family, a family friendly environment." And I commented back, I was like, I don't know how I feel about that.
Like, we're not banging the beers.
Yeah. Either that or he's listened to our show and he's like, listen, there's fucking kids here. You can't be talking about dicks growing out of your hands. So either
those kids are in a way worse than we're talking about. Oh my
God. We're actually mild versions of what a kid is at nine years old in school
holy
county.
Shit, dude.
But anyway,
kids today are into some fucked up shit.
So he said this is a family friendly event, and I immediately start crying laughing, thinking like, either A, he's listened, or B, he just immediately thinks the lowest of he thinks the immediate lowest of us as human beings. And then I went,
we already had the episode where we told everyone we're not making fleshlights out of the cans, like we don't do that.
Since that episode, I may have purchased a fleshlight
made out of a beer can,
just a regular one. And if they can make them beer can size, I'd probably buy it. I'm just gonna say it's a good purchase. Things you wouldn't say in the first episode.
Oh my God. Hey, Trogues, you want to hang out?
Anyway,
Perpetual Haze is fantastic.
Yeah. Yep. No, we're not skipping over it. Hey, Trogues, if you want to talk sex toys, let's talk. Anyway, yeah, so I told him we'll be there. And then first I said, I don't know how I feel about this comment saying that like it's a family friendly environment. And then he laughed and said, no, I don't know what he said. I don't remember. It's been a long first episode. And then I said, okay, cool. At least somebody from representing, I won't be there that weekend, but one of us will be there.
Yeah, I think Rich and I are definitely planning on going.
So somebody will be,
depending on work, I'll go.
Yeah.
But I want to try to have one or two, Oktoberfest per episode. Like I'm gonna go try to look for something.
Well, I think we should do an Oktoberfest itself episode versus doing what we did last year, like sampling each like a bunch per episode. I think we should get a bunch of Oktoberfest and just put them together.
Yes. Or we all pick our favorite.
Yeah, we can do that too.
Oktoberfest and then bring it and then see who wins.
We won't be live, but we'll be filming on location for an October. So if we ever do something on location, we won't take a week off and post it. It'll just kind of like fall into that. So like if we record
it'll be an extra episode.
Yeah. So if we recorded this episode and we're saying it's episode one doesn't necessarily follow two. So when we did our joint theory, this might be a couple weeks later when we do Trogues. but if we do something on location, it would get bumped up to the closest week of when we recorded the last episode because it's on location. So we do have it on location coming up. So if you would like to come out and hang out and meet us, we will be, not all of us, but some of us will be at Brew Daddy. Damn. October 2nd.
Fucking bummer. I can't go to that.
I'm 9 to 3, so I'll be able to go if we go.
So we'll be at Brew Daddy, and we'll be also doing a collaboration with the Beer You Are podcast. So we will be there with the Beer You. Actually, I just realized something. I was like, how the fuck am I going to mic everybody? So even if we had the full six people, I can technically still mic two guests with the full, like us, if we did all four of us, and then and they joined us, and then two guests for the thing.
Well, I won't be there
with that wireless mic system. But where are you going to be that day?
I unfortunately have a baby shower I have to go to.
I thought baby showers are only for the girls.
It's a Jack and Jill.
Not anymore.
So basically, it's a reason to drink, but it's a prior commitment.
Well, are you close with the?
Yes.
So it's your side more than it's Risha's side.
No, it's more her side, but I can't get out of it.
You can't. Okay.
No.
What if it's like?
It's let's say it's probably equal side.
Okay. What if they understood that you're like you're a big time bod podcaster and you're going to drink it? They won't care.
No,
they're not good friends.
Can't do it.
Just saying.
I want to. Don't get me wrong.
Is Heidi going
to
be there?
I don't know.
Because I know like Heidi and Rish are like Heidi's kind of falling into Rish's friend.
Maybe.
And when I say falling, I don't think it's a bad thing. It's a great thing. Yeah. That Heidi's getting friends.
I love that Rish and Heidi are in super games.
She's like close. Getting the fuck out of my face. You know what I mean? No, I love Heidi death. But no, I think it's cool to because like she's cool, but sometimes it's hard for her to find social groups.
Oh no, I'm glad. I'm super happy those two are like really hitting it off. But it's something that's been scheduled. Like my whole like life mission is that, or not, I shouldn't say mission, but like just the way I've conducted myself is if it's been planned prior, I will commit to it. And I've already said yes.
That's noble.
Then I won't, unless it's something really fucking like, not that Brew Daddy isn't, but like if you're like, hey, we're going to go hang out with fucking actually hang out with Chris Jericho, I'm like, all right, I got to make some changes.
Yeah.
Okay. But like,
at least I know there's a line.
Yeah. Like okay. If there was like, unless it's something really out of the ordinary that I can't do otherwise, I will, you know, whatever I have planned already.
So what I do is I commit to nothing until the week of, and Heidi commits for anything. Yeah. So like, I love Heidi's family. My family's cool.
It's very rare that there's a like conflict like that.
But like, so say for example, like if like we're having a trip to go do something.
Yeah.
I would love to go hang out with everybody. But if I have an opportunity to record content for the network, I'm going.
Yeah.
Like, and that's just me. I don't expect,
but I mean,
I don't expect anyone else to do that. But if you did, that'd be cool. But that's just like, that's why I don't like Heidi's like, can I get you? Because I almost booked something the same night as the office convention and missed the Dundies to go do this because I was like, all right, do I want to go do commentary at a wrestling show? And then I thought to myself, like, listen, I neglected spending actual time with my wife for a very long time for this network. One wrestling show can wait one show without me, you know? I definitely know where you're coming from. And I like that thing that you say, if you commit.
Yeah. Like if I already committed to it, like, and then something comes up, unless it's something really like once in a lifetime deal.
And this isn't even like,
not that Brute Daddy's not, but like,
and this isn't even like a podcast conversation. Yeah. This is part two episode. So we're just bullshitting. Yeah. Well, this is just how we go now.
Yeah.
It's bullshitting. It's good to know that that's just who you are as a person. Yeah. So I know.
Like if I already made a prior commitment, unless it's something like life changing, like I'll stick to that. Plus it's like the shower that we were going to, like our friends are having fucking twins.
Oh yeah.
So like,
they're cool people.
And it's just like, they're doing a, like not just a traditional baby shower. So
I'll send a gift
basically.
Cause I like both of those
people. I'm going to just get drunk while on their dime. Yeah. So
dude,
thanks for having a kid.
Like, here's the thing. And I don't hope this comes off creepy because we're friends. But like, she's
you can do more than that, Dan. No.
She's no, killing it.
We still
pregnant.
Got one more to go. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's only 9%.
Yeah, it's only 9.
She's killing it pregnant.
Oh yeah.
Like you know how some people get pregnant and they they had that glow. Like you're fucking killing it. Like I'm not saying she wasn't a pretty girl before, but like they have that pregnancy thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying I have a weird fetish either. I'm just you know. But no, I'm very happy for them.
No, it's great.
I'll have a beer at Brew Daddy for them.
There you go. Bring me something back.
Maybe they'll have like baby.
Bring me a crawler home.
Like a Brew Daddy onesie.
Bring me a crawler home with the Oktoberfest.
What about if they have Oktoberfest and what we thought our favorite beer was?
I don't remember what it was.
I'm saying no, I'll bring you home.
Oh, yeah, that works. Yeah, dude. Yeah. Dude,
and then whatever I'll pick as beer of the night for the show.
I'll Venmo you. We're good.
Don't worry about it.
Or we'll trade whatever. I don't care.
It's my baby shower gift to you.
All right. Thank you. Not my baby. But
I was just going to say, you're having a baby?
Fuck no.
I fucking black out here or what?
No.
I'm going to give him a baby shower gift because he went to a baby shower.
Oh.
Yeah. Like if you went to a birthday.
I really got lost into it because he's like really in depth in.
No. I'm supporting my friends that really are okay with go having offspring.
Yeah.
I think the human race should be extinguished, but.
We should just, when we die, we should just leave our world to dogs.
Yeah, they just do the same thing we do. They're fucking involved like Planet of the Apes and be like, fuck you.
Yeah. Or they just be like,
you're not a German Shepherd. I hate you.
You fucking ignorant assholes. You left us now, here.
Now, would they be rescuing us out of shelters?
Maybe. I'd live in that world.
I'm going to cut your testicles off, Jerry.
Where are my testicles, Summer?
All right. What do we just have? Perpetual Haze.
So this is Nimble Giant next.
We didn't even talk about Perpetual Haze.
No. Perpetual Haze is good.
I like it.
My only gripe about it, I don't taste Perpetual in it.
I feel like you're screaming at me, Andy.
I'm getting really excited. I got a loud voice. I really like Perpetual Haze. It's a very easy drinker. It's got those like tropical notes for a hazy, but I don't get the I don't taste the perpetual backbone on it.
Now this has been
perpetual is like a classic West Coast straight up IPA style, but like I don't get that from Perpetual Haze. So I don't know what the difference of the grain bill or what hops they use, but I mean it's still fantastic though.
Now this is something that. So this confused me. I'm going to be honest. When you buy this in can, it has a completely different look than when you buy it in bottle.
Or on draft.
Well, if you buy it on draft, you really can't. I'm just saying, like, label-wise, Perpetual Ale in a can in a box is that gold lines, the hop, and the... But it's like, it's a very gold and greenish and logo.
This is the vaporwave version.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a different version.
It's just it's a hazy version.
Yeah. All right, so I'm gonna hold up to the camera. So this is the Perpetual Ale. When you see if my phone focuses on it. Oh come on, don't be that person. Phone.
But we got the vaporwave fucking Tron style.
All right, there it is. So that's Perpetual Ale. I turn my brightness down. It's like gold and like
green and gears.
But then the Perpetual Haze.
Yeah,
it's like vaporwave Tron style. Like, actually, honestly, it's funny because like I'm looking for art to put on my wall in my new studio, and I'm looking at a lot of vaporwave shit just because it looks cool. And like, it looks cool. It would look cool with my the black walls I did. I would put that on it as a fucking four panel.
So what painting. I'm saying is I'm a dumb idiot who, when I bought this, I thought it was something different because I'm used to when I see Perpetual, I don't wait. Perpetual IPA, this is Perpetual Haze.
Yes.
I'm an idiot. I'm talking about something completely different. I'm like, why do they brand it differently?
This is a variant.
This is a variant version.
Like Loki.
I'm a dumb idiot. So I'm not going to check in Perpetual. Yeah, anyway, it's sorry. Like beers happen, people.
Alligator Loki.
Yeah.
Okay.
Loki Gator.
Yeah. Just erase everything I just said for the last 5 minutes. I thought I was going on to something, and I'm just a dumb fucking idiot. All right, Perpetual Haze, which is a completely different beer, 7.5 ABV. Remember that time I met the owner from Trogs?
Tell that Trog story. I love that.
Come on, story. It's my favorite story. Let's hear it again.
You got to keep telling that story.
Because I'm trying to get away from the fact I made a mistake.
It would be funny if you told that riveting. Story on every single show we did.
Every single episode.
It doesn't have to be Trogs related. We just tell it.
1.7 check-in, 7.0. Our 7 our 4 point that's a big score 7 4.07 check in. See where my dyslexia kicked in when I put this 4 before the 7. It says loading ... That's I think they did that for my brain just now to reboot to calm down and read. Perpetual haze. Let's reload again. Reload loading ... Perpetual Haze.
Take two.
This beer combines a clean, crisp bitterness of the West Coast IPA and the softness of a hazy. Pale malts lay down an underlying complexity, raw wheat, London 3 yeast, and a vigorous dry hopping stir up a haze that cradles the citrusy hop combination. Front and center are Citra and Cashmere, unlocking juicy notes of orange, passion fruit, nectarine. We taste juicy citrus, passion fruit, and nectarine. I had this on tap the day of the show. I loved it. It was a good beer. Is this something that's like that's being canned, it's entering rotation, or was this one-off?
Might just because they actually did the can art for it. And I think they released it twice because I got this can earlier in the summer. Mm-hmm. So then they made it again and had it on draft.
It would be very interesting to see what this tastes like in a Galaxy version. Now I know for like a smaller microbrewery to make a Galaxy hop version of a beer is a lot easier because they have smaller batches, where Trogs would have to probably pay a lot more money for that expensive hop.
They could always cut because this was a brewery only release, so they could always just run a smaller batch as if it's a scratch series, but do a Galaxy version.
They have been making it more appealing to me to take the hour drive to their brewery to grab stuff because I didn't realize how much they make exclusive brewery owned beers, you know what I mean? Yeah,
in-house.
Yeah, like in-house stuff. What did you think?
Which one?
Of this the one? Haze, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. These are also fruity to me. You know what I mean? Like I get that heavy hops and like a grapefruit.
Yeah.
in every one.
It's not your favorite?
No.
Listen, I'm not judging because every time I drink a stout, they get all these flavor adjuncts that I just don't get.
Yeah. See, now you know me. I like stouts and porters.
Yeah. For stouts and porters, it's just like, oh, this tastes like old coffee to me.
Yeah.
Every beer tastes exactly the same. It's like, oh, well, no, this one's old coffee with a hint of peanut butter.
Or dark chocolate.
Yeah. So there's some, you know, people who just handle things differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I really like it. Like I said, I don't taste like, so like I said, Perpetual is more of a classic West Coast style IPA.
I'm going to go pee. Just jump right to hazy when you're done.
Yeah, I got you. So, but it's very good. I don't get the backbone of the Perpetual. So like I said, I don't know what the grain bill like breakdown looks like, but it's a fantastic IPA. I mean, it meets the hazy boy criteria. I'm over the hazy boy criteria though. So like I welcome the West Coast back.
I've been stepping back too and going more West Coast or American IPA.
One thing I like is starting to show up more is and Bob showed this to us today in our group chat since he's on vacation, but black IPAs are starting to make their ways back as well.
And people are doing more cream ales too.
Yes. So it's really cool like to see the different variations, because like hazies are the new, but we've said this 100 times before, but like hazies make the money, I guess. That's what people want. And that's what the casual beer drinkers are looking at. Just like the last episode, we talked about the milk pours, like all of the beer, like there's such a weird group that there's the beer nerds that are like, oh, this is fucking stupid. Why would I buy a thing of foam, where everyone else is like, try it.
But yeah, and then they like refuse to try it.
Yeah, but it's also not like no one's like putting a gun to your head and be like, you drink that fucking milk pour or I'm going to blow your brains out of the side of your head.
But I also feel most of us aren't the type of person that would shit on the milk pour just because we didn't like it. We would understand its purpose, but we wouldn't attack somebody for liking
the whole fact that it's like a several hundred year old fucking like Czech tradition.
Oh, we're talking about milks.
Yeah.
I'm going to go hardcore about this is fucking stupid. Like it's not new. It's just the way it works.
What about Raging Eagle?
Fuck you, Raging Eagle.
But what if someone really likes it?
What if
a Raging Eagle milk pour?
Yes.
I think I would like that more than just a Raging Eagle.
Is it only because it's only like a teeny tiny amount of Raging Eagle?
I don't know. Raging Eagle fucking sucks. Which one was that? That's the new Yingling.
The Yingling Mango. They honestly overdid the mango.
Mm-hmm. It tastes too fake. Even though I have people that work there telling me it's not
like it, but it
is. I didn't like it at all.
It's if they throw so much in,
so here's
the
thing,
it's going to taste fake.
Like, I think a lot of people who don't drink craft beers tasted that mango and said,
nope.
Oh, that's really good. Where people who drink craft beer who experience mango flavor in beers be like, that doesn't taste artificial.
When people say that Iron City mango is better, there's a problem.
I think people who drink craft beer think Iron City mango is better.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just because it's a lighter mango flavor.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like,
but you figure it is the strongest beer that you
like brew. But these flavor profiles in beers, like how we're getting lime and mango and strawberry and all these that is eventually, and these hard sell, like, but hate them or love them.
From the hop and not the actual fruit is where it.
But it's a great gateway to get people to try more. Like, yeah, so now when someone walks into a bar and they walk into a Trogs, right? And all they're used to is Raging Eagle and this. And Trogs says, we have a mango flavored beer. They're going to be more inclined to go try that because they hear the word mango.
Like, I don't fault anybody that does like Raging Eagle.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. I don't care what the fuck you drink. Like, if you like fucking a shot of whiskey poured into a glass of milk, fucking have at it.
Yeah.
That sounds horrible.
This sounds delicious. But
like, if you do, like, I don't care what, like, I just think Yingling can do better.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to see Yingling tap into, like, Special Chetty.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. Like, please put it out. Like, I don't know. I mean, honestly, it doesn't taste like Chetty, but that would compete against all the Haze Boys. Like, fucking put Special Chetty out.
Yeah.
I would love to try one of the bourbon barrel aged Hershey Porters or the regular Porter. I haven't had an opportunity.
What about the rumored barrel aged Chetty?
I don't even know how that would work. Like, what would you
supposedly?
What kind of barrel would you age it in? Chardonnay?
Supposedly, there's a rumored version that only a handful of people, and I know a few people who said they have had it, said there was a bourbon aged Chetty.
See, I don't think that would complement Chetty though. Like, I think Chetty aged in like a Chardonnay barrel would be something interesting.
Dude, I just would love to be invited. Cause you imagine like our podcast gets so fucking popular in this area that like not only just bars, but like brewers are like, guys, just you got to come over. We just brewed this shit. Just come take a sip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and to the point where Yingling's like, yo, fuck face. Like Dick just calls. He's like, yo, what up? What up, fucking assholes? Cause we're cool. And he calls us cool names. And then he's like, get the fuck over here and drink my fucking beer. That'd be amazing.
That would be so cool. But like
our Trogues, what if Trogues calls up?
That'd be fucking awesome.
We have a scratch 435 coming out. We want you fucking dumb idiots from School County to be the first ones to try it.
That'd be fucking sick.
Yeah.
But like it's bourbon barrel Chetty. I don't think that matches. It's not the type of beer to be in a barrel. Like I would think a like Chardonnay would be kind of cool.
Okay.
For Chetty, because it's that light profile, like it hit that like that white wine type shit, or like tequila barrel age.
Do we even that'd know be why? Interesting. Like here's my question, because I always like how we last a couple episodes ago we talked about the brewery that uses the pirate Davy Jones.
Oh, Edward Teach.
Edward Teach. Yeah,
Blackbeard.
Blackbeard. Thank you. Davy Jones is a completely different guy, but yes. Pirate, I'm glad you knew where I was going.
Davy Jones is either from the Monkees or the fucking Wraith of the Seas.
Yes.
you go to his locker.
Do we ever know why they landed on Lord Chesterfield ale? Like Lord Chesterfield, or does anyone know the story?
I feel like I looked it up before, but
that should be an episode.
We don't remember it.
We should just drink Chetty's and talk about
just talk about Lord Chesterfield.
We could do fan fiction of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the Tony Stark of the 1800s.
Or he was just a slave owner.
But
like the rest of
Philip Stanhope, 4th Earl of Chesterfield.
Earl confuses me. I'm like, are we canceling Lord Chesterfield? Like, we probably shouldn't do the history, because what if we get Chetty canceled? Because we find out who actually he was as a person.
Preceded by the Duke of Devonshire and succeeded by the Earl of Harrington.
Okay. Forget about doing an episode. We're going to do it right now.
Right now.
So he's some like English noble.
Did he do anything horribly that's going to not...
I mean, probably.
But... Don't look deep in it.
I mean, it's like 1700s, like England. He probably
We don't care. We don't care if it was 2 minutes ago or 2,000 years. Today's culture is different.
Just to back up, when I went to pee with the special Chetty, it was a missed opportunity. They didn't bring that to Brewfest.
I agree. I was telling him about the barrel age. I heard there's a rumor that some people said they have tried it, that like work there and know people who know people.
He was an English writer.
Yeah. What?
All right. Well, you know, let's pop that in for a future episode. We'll just feature the Lord.
The Lord.
Sounds like he's an English writer and noble.
Do we do the Lord on the court episode?
Is it Courts of Chetty?
No, that might be a good idea. We'll do the Lager Court episode where we talk about Lord Chesterfield the whole time.
I think if we do we drink courts, we should just talk about childhood and then sneak in more history of Yingling Lager.
We can do that, but we could also
maybe take the
Chetty
tour and bring because I've never taken the tour.
I honestly haven't either.
I've taken a secret tour.
So then we all need to go do the tour, buy courts, immediately come to this table and record.
Billy.
I will buy the quartz.
Set us 4 quarts aside just in case they vanish in the meantime.
We have enough. We should be okay for a little, but I will buy
4 and then,
I'll buy 4.
We'll give you the money.
Yeah. Or they're like $1 a piece. I mean, it'll be all right.
Or do I just buy a whole case of quartz?
Yeah.
I like that idea too. How much is a case?
I don't remember. Well,
they used to be
it's
like
not that
$13.
Much. It's a little bit more than that now, but it's not bad.
Whatever's left, we'll have a pay-per-view party for wrestling, and we'll just drink quartz all night.
But the next they say is Nimble Giant.
Good segue.
So this is their double IPA they put out every summer, and usually in June. So this can is fairly old. But it's as fresh as... Oh, so I never noticed this. Trogues does a freshest buy.
Yes.
not a Canton date.
Are we past due?
Precious by October 1st, 2021.
We are good. I will say this right now. The version I'm drinking tastes amazing.
Nimble Giant is probably my favorite beer they put out
every year. Ooh, tough to say that.
Nugget Nectar is close, but Nimble Giant, I look forward to every fucking
year. There's very few beers I buy by the case, but mainly
it's either Nimble Giant or Nugget Nectar.
Nugget Nectar, Field Study, Lucky Holler, and
Lucky Holler.
You're just naming all of them at this point. You better pick one, Bill.
Blizzard of Hops are the only ones that I've.
That's like every season beer.
No, it's not. Well, yeah, it is. Yeah. Oh, okay, I'll buy it. Yeah, it is. Okay, all right. All right. All right. All right. Fine. But not, like ones that
I only watch wrestling at SummerSlam, Royal Rumble, WrestleMania. Yeah,
that's it.
I only watch wrestling at Raw, and Dynamite, Rampage, SmackDown.
I'm sorry,
but no, I'm just saying that like all the singles.
I only listen to Metallica, Kill 'Em All, Master of Puppets, Ride the Lightning, and Justice for All, Black Album,
and that's
Reload,
it.
Reload, and then I stop.
Maybe I'll sneak a little Sang Anger in there if I'm
no
garage days revisit it.
If I really hate myself, I'll sneak in some.
No one should ever. Although the
all right, what is your favorite trug? Now I'm putting you on the spot. Pick one.
Put me on the spot.
Gun to your head. One trug you can drink, and then they're shooting you.
First cut.
Really? What about you?
Yeah.
Gun to my head. Favorite trugs ever.
Last. This could be your last breath and the last beer. They're gonna kill you. You're
Terminator.
Dead. Troganator.
I'm not up on
Nimble. I'm going. Nugget Nectar.
I'll say Nugget Nectar.
Nugget Nectar. Dude, I bought so much that last bag.
Troganator is the one. Like, if Trogs cease to exist, even though all those other variants are great, but like, I don't know. Troganator.
Trogs is listening. Like, I love what they're saying, but that was a real dark way to get there.
Yeah. It's a real rocky road.
Probably Troganator.
Like, they're putting us over, but they're fucking strange.
Ooh, I don't know. Troganator, Sunshine Pills.
Really? Sunshine Pills? That high for you?
I fucking love Sunshine
Pills. That is good too.
I mean, I bought so much Nugget Nectar this year.
Oh no, I love Nugget Nectar, don't get me wrong, but like if you think year round,
I made both used by me a case and didn't tell the other one like I was a crackhead.
Hey, pick me up a case while you're at work.
I did. He did, and then I got him to pick me up one. And I was like, I said I need money because she can't handle the finances. I was like, Heidi, while you're out, get me cash out so I can give to Andy and Bill. She goes, why? I said, I have to give. She goes, why are you giving the same amount of money? I said, because they each got me a case of beer, but didn't know the other one got it.
Yeah, you got a problem.
And the odd part is I probably sold it to Andy, too.
Yeah.
So it double dipped anyway. He's like, I'm buying this for Tony. Like, me too.
I'm buying one.
All of the Nugget Nectar now.
But
he's double dip.
this Nimble Giant was very tasty.
Like
I have Nimble Giant on the table, yeah, but I would love to add a Haze Charmer or I
look forward to Nimble Giant every year. It is such a great double IPA that it's I look forward to it.
Yeah, logo's good too. I'd wear that on a shirt.
And then right up next to it are Hop Cyclone.
So I put them in order of release. Yeah. So,
look at you.
Yeah, look at me go.
That was a good move.
Hop Cyclone.
I'm out of control.
I fucking love too. Like,
just living on you.
Because last year was the first year for Hop Cyclone, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Really?
It was a. It started as a scratch.
Oh fuck! I'm sorry.
Someone's vibrating.
I'm going to go back to my Trogs answer, and I'm going to do Lollihop as my.
Oh yeah, that's good too.
As my. Only chugs to drink forever. Lollihop is so fucking good.
Wait, is this the Dippa? Yeah.
They're all Dippas.
No one's dying, right?
What?
Someone's phone's going crazy.
It's not mine.
Not me.
Not me. Mine's off.
It's you. Oh, hot take here. This is my highlight read.
Oh, here you go.
This may be controversial, but I think this is more than Nimble Giant. Nice and smooth, big citrus, nice mouthfeel, and smooth.
No, I actually, I
don't know who said that.
That was you.
I know it was me.
12,200 check-ins, average of 4.06. 26 friends have checked in, and it's right at the cusp, 399. They protected the four by a fucking by a hair.
I think I like Hop Cyclone more than Nimble Giant.
Here we go.
But it's not a, it's a very, very close.
It, yes. It's not like.
Basically, what we're working here is
we leaps and bounds above it. But I think I would drink more Hop Cyclones than I would.
Let's say this. Nimble Giant's a West Coast and Hop Cyclones in New England.
Yeah. Dude, you got me fucked up right now. All right.
Uh-oh.
Dude, this is interesting. Did you cuvée it?
Yeah. He just made his own.
Come on, Nimble Cyclone. Or,
you know, they kind of cancel each other out.
100%. Literally.
Or Hop that. Giant.
I did it
a little. Yeah.
Hop Cyclone, to me, feels like Nimble Giant turned up 1% more. Flavor, like the fruit flavor.
Well, yeah, because I mean, the Hop Cyclones, it's a hazy, and Nimble Giant is more of a West Coast. So you're like, you're gonna get your piney, you're gonna get your more boozy notes, you're gonna get your like crispiness out of it. Hop Cyclone is going to give you that citrusy flavor, the softer mouthfeel because it's a hazy. But they're both the same exact ABV. They're both 9%ers.
They're both 9. They both have
this is
Simcoe.
Wait, this is Hop Simcoe. Right?
What's that?
This is Hop Cyclone.
No, right? that's
Nimble. That's so Nimble. This is Nimble Giant. This is Hop Cyclone. But I'm gonna be honest. They are in the same category when you drink as just really tasty beers, and they're very similar, but they're different beers. It's a dilemma we're having right now. Now we're also 2 episodes in, and this is the last beer of the night.
Thank God.
Your hair's all fucked up. You've been through stuff. All
right. So the difference here is, so the hops on the Nimble Giant are Azaka, Mosaic, and Simcoe. This is Citra, Sabro, Simcoe, and Sultana.
Bro. Did you literally you poured a little bit into each?
Yeah.
This is a good fucking beer. Drink that.
You're like, drink
that. Did you do it yet?
Yeah.
How fucking awesome is that?
Yeah.
So what
Trogs, you little, need to fucking mix Nimble Giant Hop Cyclone together.
So one thing I did when I was in North Carolina was,
we're scientists, we just did shit. Go ahead. North Carolina.
We went to an Irish pub the one night, and they had a decent craft beer list and also the classic Irish fare. So I'm sure this is done before. I don't know what to call it, but I did a hazy IPA black and tan with Guinness.
Holy fuck.
And I took one of the local hazies with Guinness, and holy fuck, was it awesome. Cause you had that, like that chocolate dryness from the Guinness, but then the citrus, it was like a chocolate covered orange. It was fucking fantastic. And I'm like, I'm sure someone has done that before. Like, I'm not originating it, but I personally have never seen it.
Right.
So I'm like, let me do a black and tan with that local hazy and the Guinness. And literally the girl at the bar was like, no one's asked for that before. I'm like, all right, cool. Let's see what happens. And someone thought that, like, because of the viscosity, they might not float.
Right.
But it did.
Wow.
And it was like, that's one thing. I don't know how to pour it.
What's that, Guinness?
No, a black and tan.
You would take a spoon.
And I know, even using the spoon, I can never get
it right. I usually get it.
I can never get it
like,
right.
Not like perfect, but.
Yeah, I can never get it right at home on cans, but like I know how to do it. I just can never get it to work. But yeah, I did a hazy IPA with Guinness and it was fantastic. Like it had it was like a chocolate covered citrus. It was so good. Because Guinness is still my all time number 5, all time 5 rated beer.
Yeah, I love Guinness.
Yep.
It's one of my favorites.
I'm not just saying that to be generic or anything, but like, and it was my first legal beer ever, but Guinness. Like, if there's nothing in the bar that interests me, if they have Guinness, give me it. But, and we need to do this on the show sometime.
I'm sorry. Yes. I am listening. I'm sorry. All my fucking chats.
Thanks for joining back in.
Guinness truly tastes different if you don't pour it right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's why they really focus on teaching their bartenders how to properly do it. Yeah,
like when I go to a bar and I order a Guinness and I watch them just dump it out of the fucking tap, I'm like, the fuck?
What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. But like the way you pour Guinness, it's right. Like
it matters. It
literally makes a difference.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll still drink it, don't get me wrong, but but yeah, no, Hop Cyclone, this Nimble Giant are some of my favorites.
See, I would go Nimble Giant over Hop Cyclone.
I obviously wouldn't.
I'm honestly like
I it depends because
I mean I'll backtrack. Let me put it this way. I'll bounce before both of them. Like I love them both. They are fantastic beers.
Hop Cyclone really punches you in the face.
The only dilemma is there's that crossover when they're both out. So like it goes Nimble Giants out, and then maybe like a month later, then we get Hop Cyclone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're so close that there's that crossover and you have a dilemma of, well, do I get Nimble Giant or do I get Hop Cyclone?
Yeah.
Your answer is both.
Yep.
Your answer is both and mix them. I think Hop Cyclone is going to be more of your hoppier and obviously because it's called Hop Cyclone and your tropical fruity flavor where your Nimble Giant's even more your dulled down flavor.
Basically what it boils, if you prefer West Coast's, Nimble Giant's your go-to. If you nailed like hazies, then Hop Cyclone's it.
Yeah.
Like that's what it boils
down. And for me, I'm more of a West Coast drinker, so I would choose the Nimble.
And, one we need to get on the show we haven't done is Lucky Holler. I fucking love Lucky Holler.
I think we have.
Dude, I'll do a fucking Trogs episode every week. If we can find enough to do a full episode of just Trogs and try different stuff out.
Well, how about, why don't we set some time? We'll go down to the brewery and they have a cooler of singles you can just pull for a
mix. What if we just went to the brewery and said, hey, listen, we're here to drink. Can you put us upstairs? Just give us a little space. Bring us this beer. Like we're not interviewing anybody, but just maybe record on location.
Like hanging out and Lou doing like a low key.
I think they would. That's kind of what I do with Colin. Yeah.
Because the weekends are so fucking slow.
What about a Thursday?
Yeah,
I can do Tuesday.
Oh, Thursday. A weekday would be better.
I can do Tuesday nights or Thursday.
Because like weekends get fucking so slammed there.
When I would sacrifice wrestling, but I could watch the next day.
Although, if we talk to them and they're into it, I guarantee they would have a space that they'll bring us to.
Like the
fucking East room. Lab.
Yeah.
Like we just gotta talk to them. We'll fucking reach out to Trogs and we'll see what happens.
I think with your HR background, I think you're probably the more first. Yeah,
I'll do it.
Because I'd be like mistyping and spelling everything wrong.
Like
want me to do it?
No,
yes.
Have you ever seen him? He created his own language. Like if you're his friend, you have to learn dialect. It's like, dude, I've learned Dan quicker than I learned Spanish.
I don't know what it is.
Show him your text messages.
Just fat thing. I don't know. Like
it's not fat, dude. He.
I know what you're saying. Though
his man. Own phone had a fucking stroke, and the autocorrect shot itself.
I think my favorite thing about you, though, the Dan is like when you post shit, everyone though like understands what you're saying.
Yeah. He's like Trump is the greatest. I don't want to do this liberal shit, and people are like, hell yeah, brother. And I'm just like, Dan, you're a great spokesperson for the cops.
I was messaging Randy. I don't know what time it was. There's a time difference. And
where's he at now?
He's in Austin.
I haven't talked to him in fucking 2 years.
Because Bishop, one of them got married this week?
Bishop's been married.
Okay. Then Jaeger.
Oh, Brandon. Yeah. Brandon got he did. Brandon just got married.
Oh, did he?
I'm pretty sure they did. I think it's this weekend.
Yeah, it was recently soon. Yeah, because I remember Eddie went to the bachelor party,
right? Yeah. So I don't know. I'm just randomly messaging him, and he's like,
"The new faith, dude. When's this album coming out?"
I don't know. They're dragging their feet.
Everything I've heard so far, I like.
Dude, it's fucking.
It's so good.
I know. It's the best they've ever done.
Dude, I'll punch him in the head if it doesn't come out.
I know. I don't know. He was doing some stuff in Arizona, and I guess he went to Tennessee. He's on his way for a job.
Talking to the mic, not me.
It just doesn't work.
I know. You're not used to this. It's fine. You're a guest.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. So when I message him, he's like, dude, just fucking call me because I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
He just gives up. You know what Fulton told me? Fulton said for a while there after he had issues with his shop and the pandemic and everything, he was like, I started doing construction with Randy, because Randy, when he's home, he does like he'll like flip houses and stuff.
Yeah.
And he had to work with Dan. So like at the end of each shift, Dan will like pack up everything and put things in certain spots and then write on the bags to tell the next people what it was. Yeah. But it's in Dan. So everything Steve, everything Fulton had to take, he's like, what the fuck is this? So he had to take it to Randy to translate Dan because he wasn't there the next day.
Nice.
He's like, what the fuck? He's like, oh, that means this.
Yeah.
I love it. But yeah, I want to see more. Let's anyone have anything else Trogs before? No, I agree that we should reach out.
Yeah, we need to reach out, but
don't listen to this episode.
I love Trogs.
It was like, part two.
And like just the support they give to the Pennsylvania beer community is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, cause you can be, it's easy to be like that piece of shit big place that's like, fuck you. Mm-hmm. Like Stone.
It will sue you if you stone any of your beer names.
Fuck Stone Brewing, and I will put that on record.
Yeah,
they can suck my dick, and I will never, ever, ever buy anything.
I have not bought anything off of Stone.
Yeah, I will like never, since that whole ever, thing ever, started.
You know what I buy all the time though? Fucking Keystone, baby. They're the only stone in my life.
But yeah, and
kidney stones.
I have a Keystone beer in my refrigerator for the last five.
That's fine. It's probably mine from a pay per view.
But like,
it's actually my cousin's wedding.
I mean, like I said, I'd brand it for Bang of Beers, but that's up to you.
But
fuck Stone Brewing.
Yeah,
they suck my dick.
As a whole, I think Bang and Beers podcast is under the brand.
Fuck Stone Brewing. Stone.
Even though we love Metallica. Collaboration. That
fucking Pilsner was shitty anyway.
At the Ghost, before the Ghost show.
Yeah.
In Scranton, we had it.
Yeah.
I drank it for a whole wrestling show. When Andy won the world title at Outbreak, I was in the crowd as a fan, drunk on that Metallica beer.
But the thing is, that came out before
all this.
Yeah. Before we learned how big of a piece of shit Stone Brewing was.
I also have a Woot Stout, I think, from like 20.
Even though
it's so hard for these small businesses to even establish anyway, and then for you to sue them.
Like the fact that you have Stone in your name and they go after you about it, fuck you. You're a piece of shit.
We should get a logo that says the Bangin' Stone Podcast just to fuck with them.
Like, fuck you.
Bangin' Stone Beers Podcast.
Or we name an episode where the only thing we drink is things that have stone in the name,
but aren't stone.
It's called Fuck Stone Brewing Podcast. Yep.
But like, seriously, like, how like piece of shit you got to be to like, oh, that Keystone Brewing, they have stone in the name. We're gonna go after them. This little fucking microbrewery in Tennessee.
But
shut the fuck up.
They even said they'd go after Keystone, which is owned by Miller, who can drag that who can fucking bankrupt them.
Yeah,
which is like all kinds of lawsuits
and fucking
drag that out.
And Cold Stone ice cream did nothing to nobody. They're like, we're gonna kill you.
That's my favorite thing about my job is when people threaten to sue me. I'm like, I got way more money for lawyers than you do.
Yeah, right.
We have
sue me all you want, buddy.
Yeah,
but yeah, like Stone Brewing, suck a dick. But
Trogs, we love you.
Suck a dick in a bad way, because sucking dick's not a bad thing.
No. I mean, I love my dick suck. So yeah. if I tell my Trogs is never gonna have us.
I don't know. They might be all right.
If we guarantee that they are the only episode we're doing that day,
we won't talk shit on the Stone that day. But yeah, Stone sucks.
Unless we do a live or we record an episode at Trogs and then leave and go to like.
Or Stone Brewery.
Rotunda
afterwards. Yeah, we do a classy episode at Trogs and then turn into Savage's Rotunda.
I can't remember what your owner's name is, but if you want to come refute it, we'll have you on the show.
Yeah.
Like, you want to show you're not an asshole?
If you
want to
show that you're not the brewer we think you are, please send us beers. We'll drink them and we'll talk with you.
Because I used to like Stone, but when it turned out you were a bunch of fucking assholes.
The story is just to kind of people who are like, what the fuck are you talking about? Stone did go after litigation over a craft brewery because they used Stone in their name.
They were called Sawstone in like one of West Virginia, maybe.
Yeah, but it was like one in like Tennessee too.
And they opened a brewery in where they used to mill limestone.
Yeah.
So they used to saw the limestone in there.
So it was like breweries that were using stone. Hey, we're a stone quarry town. And a lot of crap breweries want to use what the town was.
Exactly.
Like the town history. But because stone was used in this, they all went after them. And then people were like, well, hey, tough guys, why don't you go after Keystone? And they were like,
they have fucking InBev money. Fuck
yeah. And they pretty much were like, we will, bro. And it was just like, no, you won't. And they didn't. And then Stone fucking changed their whole thing and even took the key part out and just said, so we're selling stones.
30 stones.
Yeah, stones. Yeah, just to be like, you won't do shit, bitch. You know what I mean? Like, if you drive by a fucking billboard, it's a fucking blue Keystone can and it just says stone on it. Yeah. Just to be like, fucking suck it. We're daddy stoning this bitch. So that's why we have our beef. And that's where it.
Yeah, like if you're that big of a piece of shit.
We had Brew Daddy on.
Yeah.
And Brew Daddy had a company named Brew Daddy. Perfect
example of this.
Yes. So another company from Texas.
They're Hop Daddy, I think.
No, they were also Brew Daddy.
They
were Hop Daddy. Yes. So before they were Brew Daddy, they were a different name. And this place in Texas was like, hey, even though we did copyright and legally own that name, and even though you're in Pennsylvania and they're like, you know what I mean? We don't want to sue you, but we would like if you would change your name. And they didn't find this information out until the day of their grand opening. And this is all recorded. You can listen to it on the Beer You Are podcast when we were on for Oktoberfest. And the company not only said, hey, can you change your name? We'll even pay what it would take to relicense and copyright a new name.
They helped them the money to change it all over.
Because they said, we are this passionate about the name. And we realize you are just about to open. So the cost for you to read through your name would cost a lot of money. So they said we would help front that because we're doing all right.
Right.
And help them change their name from the whatever it was that they weren't allowed to use to then Brew Daddy.
Oh, wow. That's
cool. Instead of being a mega giant of stone.
That's how you treat that shit. Like, seriously, it's like if you have a conflicting name, fucking work with the people.
Yeah. And like, and then you have a brewery like Trogues.
Don't be a fucking cunt about it.
Yeah. I love that. And then you have Trogues, who is what we would consider the one of the top echelon of breweries in our area. And they're saying, hey, you're just starting out. Here's a palette of this to help you.
Here's a palette of hops.
Yeah. And they openly welcome other breweries in the other instead of being like,
hey, you need to use our lab to fucking work on your yeast strains.
Love it. Well, I have no problem spending my money for a Trogues beer, even if I had it 100 times because of the things that we've been told by local breweries about this
business.
Exactly. Yeah. So Andy, we'll start with our guest, Dan.
Beer of the night.
Well,
I have a feeling your beer, I think you're going to lose. I'm gonna go against you, and let's see where this goes.
Go,
God damn! I hate this game.
I know my voice, baby. I know. Listen, Hop Slide Clone's a fantastic beer. I love it.
It is, but this scratch is fucking amazing. But
we want scratch in regular rotation.
I want this in a fucking case.
Yes,
Trogues.
So scratch 441. If you just want to name that,
yep.
All right.
If you it's just the
idea of like. I love Hop Cyclone, but if we could get that out all the time, or at least once a year, even.
Listen, like, if you want to like even name it after us.
Like pre Nimble Giant.
Yes.
So squeeze it somewhere in between there.
Dude, like
run it from Lucky Holler through. Like Hop Cyclone. So run it through that season, I think.
Like, it's just a good outdoor picnic beer.
Or like an early summer.
Here's even this. The summer pack didn't come out this year. Did it?
Yeah, it did.
Did it with the lager and everything?
Yep.
Yeah.
What's all in that pack?
The Dreamweaver.
Perpetual Ale.
Dreamweaver,
Logger.
They didn't have Hells in it. It was Field Study, Raspberry Lime Sour,
and the was the When in Doubt in
it? When in Doubt was not in it.
When in Doubt, that's why they didn't buy it this year.
Yeah, Field Study.
It was Field Study, the Raspberry Lime Sour,
and Perpetual.
Sunshine Pills.
So if you're rotating this,
there were five in there because it was a 15.
The Logger wasn't there because I didn't go out and I didn't rush out and buy six of them because I wanted that Logger. That's what I did last year. I said, listen, I can drink Perpetual all day.
Sunshine Pills and Dreamweaver?
Yes.
Were the others that were
in. And the other one was Raspberry. I do remember that. And I think he's right with the Haze Charmer. What did you say the last one was? It was four.
Because it was
Sunshine Dreamer, Raspberry.
Sunshine Pills, the Raspberry Lime.
Perpetual. And I think Dreamweaver.
Dreamweaver was not in it. The Summer Pack?
Yeah.
No, yeah,
they put the weed in the Summer Pack.
No, it was not in this year.
Oh boy, it's our Cruella. It was Haze Charmer. We are arguing for, half an hour.
It was Haze Charmer. It was Haze Charmer.
I love it.
It was Haze Charmer.
Logger wasn't there because last year I bought five of those fucking summer packs to have.
Hells wasn't it. It was the Haze Charmer was the fourth.
And then we get to look forward to the winter one, which is Mad Elf, the Grand Cacao.
Yep.
Perpetual, Blizzard of Hops, and Troganator.
Yep. Dreamweaver.
No, not in the winter one.
Isn't it? Because they do the Dreamweaver with
Dreamweaver.
No, because the winter one's a 15 pack.
Yeah.
All right. You ready?
Here we go.
What are you have to lock in your four? What are they?
Four Trogues?
Yes.
In the summer pack.
Summer variety pack 2021.
A summer.
The one we've been arguing about.
Oh wait, hold on. I gotta hit what now, it is or what yeah. I want. To,
you know, what was now, it this year?
Are you looking at the 15 pack of cans? The
bottles.
It was some are better.
Four pack bottle and can.
Field Study, the Lime Sour, Haze Charmer, Perpetual, Field Study.
I'm looking at bottle. I hope this doesn't fuck it up. Will can and bottle fuck it up?
Because the can did.
The can was a 15 pack, I think.
Yeah, the can was a 15 pack.
Right, I got you. Don't look it up, Bill. You're part of this game.
So it was
too late.
Perpetual.
Okay.
Haze Charmer.
Okay.
Raspberry Lime Sour Ale.
Okay.
Field Study.
Okay.
Sunshine Pills.
Nailed it. That's the five
That's
beers.
That's the five.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the summer for this year. Because I bought it like eight times.
Yeah. Some are better.
I
actually began to put them in the cooler to keep them cold because they were selling. Like,
yeah, I had a stack of the raspberry lime sour ales for Rish because I don't like they're all right, but I'm over sours right now.
Yeah,
but the sunshine pills, I plowed the fuck through that.
Yeah, I don't know. I could be wrong, but I feel like last year's had the lager in it, right?
It did.
When in doubt.
So I think maybe next year. If you're doing the When in Doubt last year to see what sticks, this year you went with the raspberry sour. Next year, whatever 441 is, whatever this Pilsner is, add it to the variety pack, see how it does.
Yep.
If people are into the sour, if they're into the lager, if they're into this, then add it into the rotation.
I would honestly drop Perpetual. I know Perpetual is in all of it, but I would honestly drop Perpetual to keep Haze Charmer and
I understand why the Perpetual is in.
Well, just I get because it's a flagship.
But Haze Charmer at this point could be a flagship too.
They put a lot of money into merchandise for that brew.
When you're thinking like hot weather, like I don't want to drink a fucking like 8% IPA, which Perpetual it or it's like 7.5. Yeah,
because I know Perpetual is the same ABV as Perpetual.
Like, podcast needs to be in a board meeting.
I love Perpetual, but like as a summer beer, I would swap that with When in Doubt Hells.
Yeah, and then put Perpetual.
What's
for the
wheat
winter
beer they did?
Dreamweaver.
Yeah, Dreamweaver. Yeah.
I don't love Hefeweizen's or wheat.
I'm not into it.
But like I said, I would swap
What did I, just I would say? Get rid of Dreamweaver and do fucking the Logger all day.
The hell is the
one that Logger? So when good. In doubt, is such a good.
Dude, I got a roasted Logger from them a while back. It was so good.
They don't do enough Loggers. I feel
it's in the like pick ones in the fucking cooler.
Is it
when you're down there?
When in doubt, is
No, it's a roasted Logger.
But.
We got it. Well,
what time are they close tonight?
We'll plan. we'll plan a trip and go down soon.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
Andy, I know you talked about your T-shirt last time. I know you talked about your plugs. Do you have anything else you want to plug?
Like I said, October 30th, we're doing a Killswitch Engage tribute set at Pineview Acres. More details to come, but that's about it right now.
Bill.
Even though
you're wearing your Bill's gear.
I'm wearing my Bill's gear. And then this episode may come out on a weekend when we're off and I'll look like an idiot.
I don't know when this is coming out.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. I'll just say go to your local bottle shops or can shops or bars and see what they have and always try something different.
Did we even say beer the night or anything?
No.
Yeah.
Did we? Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, we did. We voted on the Scratch 441.
Okay, I should probably take a picture of that.
Can art is definitely, I'm going to go Perpetual Haze on because the vapor.
I would say Nimble Giant.
I'd say Perpetual
Haze. Perpetual
Haze. You would wear that on a t-shirt?
I would fucking, that vaporwave shit, hell, dude. If I could get a 4-panel of this printed on my wall, it would go in my studio.
What did it go? Scratch, Nimble, Hype?
Yeah.
Yep.
If it didn't go that way, tell me.
Yeah, those are all, I would take all those before Perpetual Haze. But Perpetual Haze is very good. But that's Canada than I definitely.
All right, cool. Bill, anything else? You just said support your local business.
Yep.
All right. IWEP Network. Go check out great shows that we do. Truth Behind Illusion, Not Cool in High School. True Tornado Tag, Truth Behind I already said Truth Behind Illusion. The Interviews with Everyday People, and then the great shows that aren't even ran by me. Welcome Back. Not Cool. Why do I keep saying?
Because you're really pushing that show with the shirt.
You are drunk.
I mentioned it 92 times.
Yes. Welcome Back, Stone and Nerdy, Hyrith, in other words. That's our network. We have great stuff.
There's something for everybody.
Yep, there's something for everybody. We'll see you guys next time.
Peace.
Trogues, call us.
We love you.
Bye.